When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 2, verse 54. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." I love this incident. Four men had decided that, however difficult it might be, they were going to get their paralyzed friend to Jesus. They knew it would be a challenge because Jesus was already very popular and large crowds were following him. On this particular day, Jesus was preaching in a house in Capernaum where he'd been staying. The house was already crammed with people, so there was no possibility of the men getting their friend to Jesus in the normal way by walking through the door. They needed to use their initiative. And for them, the obvious answer was to break through the roof. The owner of the house probably wasn't quite so thrilled with their conclusion, but it was nonetheless effective, and the paralyzed man was brought to the feet of Jesus. Everybody could see what the need was. The man was paralyzed and needed healing. And so surely Jesus, who had already acquired a reputation as a miraculous healer, would reach out his hand and heal his paralysis. But Jesus' first response was not to heal the man, but to pronounce forgiveness. This really wound up the religious teachers who knew that only God could forgive sin. They were still a long way from recognizing Jesus' true identity. When we look at other people, it's very often easy to spot their immediate problem. They may be ill or poor or disabled or anxious. Understandably, we are eager to fix their problem as quickly and effectively as possible. But the truth is that everybody's first need is forgiveness. Only when we have a restored relationship with God can we move forward into the new life that he wants for us. Until we've received God's forgiveness, we'll continue to lug around the sin, guilt, and failures from the past. God's miraculous forgiveness is on offer to anyone who will own up to their own sin and receive his gift for themselves. So let me ask you this question. How has God's gift of forgiveness affected your life? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we have let you down in our thoughts, words, and actions. And through those good things that we've left undone, please forgive our sins and set us free to live for you. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.